Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And listen to this music. Powerful, isn't it? It's like the purpose of humanity. It's the will. And I hate how all these stupid attempted race riots funded by a bunch of demonic meth-head white people are obscuring the fact that the Falcon 9 heavy lifter, bigger than the Russians, bigger than anything anybody ever imagined, the heaviest lifter by far, it was victorious and heavy lifted that giant payload into orbit. That just puts another big check in Elon Musk not being a fraud. Sam, one of our other great camera people, did some great interviews and breakdowns. Here's a few minute boil down he just did, and then I'm going to come back and try to address what's coming next. And I really don't want to say this. I don't enjoy saying alarmist things like this, but I think everybody's figured out by now that I don't just say alarmist stuff to say it. And I have so much, not even anxiety, but pain when I think about what's coming next to this country. And I feel like a failure, quite frankly. People keep saying, oh, you're doing such a great job. Everything you said is coming true. It's like, like your grandpa gets cancer and then they predict they're going to die and they die and you feel good about that? I don't feel good about this. I feel sick. I feel sick. And I don't take any pleasure thinking about how Soros and the New World Order, they're all going to get it. They're not going to get away with this, but it doesn't matter. They're already going to hell. They're already sacks of crap. There's no victory in the fact we're going to beat them. Except we get them off our back. I mean, I guess there is a victory to it. It's so stupid to act like this and to go down this road. Let's go to Sam's report, and then I'm going to come back and I'll address the big picture. Please stay with us.
Huh? Were you asking if you could go clean up?
Yeah, man, of course. Like, it's our city. So it's like, why would we want to trash our own city, you know? Like, I get the whole message and everything, but this is just chaotic at this point. You know, like, we're hurting each other by hurting each other's businesses here.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of pointless destroying each other's cars if we're getting the message out, you know?
Right on. Do you feel like maybe this is an effective way right now?
Not at all, man. It's like the opposite. You know, it just gives it like a whole bad view. Instead of us being peaceful, you know, lined up on a sidewalk, you know, holding hands, or, you know, another kind of idea, but this isn't the right way. Like, violence is never the answer, and it's kind of turned violent at this point because we're getting in front of others' lives, you know, by running into cars and, like, so.
Yeah, I heard there, like, was a car that was on fire.
That's like
somewhere.
That's pointless and meaningless, and, like, you know, maybe this person worked like three jobs to get, like, their car payments down, you know, so it's like,
yeah.
We're hurting more than causing more good. I moved from Miami and I've only been here for like less than 2 years, but, like, all of this. Like, these people just want to go back to their families, and they're just like us. They care, but it happened over there, not here. So all of this is just pretty unnecessary. Like I said, we could have lined up on the sidewalks, and I just got here. I just got off work. I work at, like, Team Medical Center, so it's like, all of this is just, like, noise. There's no meaning behind it. Like, sure, it's loud noise, but it's, like, look how chaotic this is. Like, people are trying to get home. People are trying to leave Austin, but we won't let them. And I get it. If it were to be peaceful, sidewalks lined up, then wow, you know, just imagine, like, they're so peaceful and so tranquil and, like, so quiet. That's loud, and that's what speaks louder than all this noise.
Do you have any message maybe for anyone who might be watching what's happening here tonight?
I would say, like, you know, the first step to communism is socialism, and that's all I can really say. Because we don't want to fall into like, these influences and these states of emotion, you know, when justice is being taken. And we just have to give it some time while showing support for the families and like, the people who they lost. Because it's still a broken system that we need to fix.
Yes, let them know.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. My friends, we are broadcasting worldwide, despite the fact that the forces of evil have done everything they can to silence us. Thanks to you, the Lone Star still burns brighter than ever. The North Star is alive, and only your voice carries the light in the dark, frigid terror of the night. So, no one came to defend the 62 million babies we aborted. No one came to defend when all the old people had their houses taken by the IRS. No one came to defend while communism was taught in schools and pedophiles were given attention with our children. And so now the globalists have tapped on us like we were a piece of fruit or a vegetable, a cantaloupe, and said, I do believe that these people are ripe. I do believe all the spoiled meth head trash that we've been breeding and preparing can boil out of their holes, train in their community colleges, run by their Harvard high priest to overthrow America. Because there's a score to settle, and the globalists want to conquer this nation. No, everybody told, get in a group and go loot the Louis Vuitton shops or the Nike shops. They're the useful idiots. But we have the footage of the Antifa literal professors out telling people what to rob, what to do, directing the black people. It's all incredible. You talk about patronization. You talk about corruption. I famously caught the head of Handgun Control Incorporated for Texas giving black men $400 a piece after they testified that I'm a black thug, and I'm going to kill you if you don't ban the Second Amendment. And I walked outside, and he was paying them each the money. And the Austin American Statesman called me after I put that video out, before YouTube existed. I had to pay $30-something thousand dollars for the 500,000, 600,000 people that linked to it and downloaded it, the NRA linked to it. And the Statesman said to me, they said, are you a racist? Because if that was a white man paying off white people, would you have talked about it? And I said, no, the racism is hiring black men to go in and say, yo, yo, I'm a thug. I'm going to kill your white ass if you don't. They literally said this. If you don't ban the guns, I think you as a black thug for giving me guns. I mean, they literally, and then they walk out. They're like, Urkel voice, thank you very much, sir, for the money. And he's like paying him $400 a piece, going, 100, this little hunchback man, 200. We ought to find that footage somewhere. But that's what I've been through. That was 25 years ago we caught that footage. Front page of the Statesman, racist Alex Jones tries to frame blacks in payoff video. And there was a whole congressional state hearing about it, and Hinojosa, the head of the committee, got knocked off the committee because of it, because he got caught. I mean, the Democrats are the ones that stage things. They're the ones that, that's why they're the top of Twitter today. Joe's caught burning down homeless camp. We've got three different camera angles showing Antifa doing it. But that's what they, oh, you staged it. You're the Homeland character. Never really watched Homeland, but it must be back because everybody walks up on the street, they're Democrats. They go, F you, Homeland, man. Little newsflash. I don't need to go burn down homeless camps. Antifa does it. I don't need to go beat up women. Antifa does it. I don't need to go stab police in the neck. Antifa does it. I don't need to go rob black businesses. Antifa does it. But, oh, every time they get caught or they get declared terrorist, oh, Alex Jones, he did it. His Hispanic and Asian film crew did it. You know, they're white supremacists. InfoWars did that right there. That guy that got almost killed in Dallas, I did that. I robbed all the FedEx trucks, all the Amazon trucks. I burned down the black businesses myself in Minnesota. This is all footage of what InfoWars did. Our crew did all this. I mean, just watch Showtime and Homeland. I mean, they told you. Antifa never did anything wrong. All right, let's get serious ahead of the guests joining us. Here's my message. I have looked at all the angles of this, and we've asked, what comes after Russiagate hoax? What comes after Ukraine hoax? What comes after all the Kavanaugh Me Too hoax? And the answer is civil unrest, funding riots. Antifa and Soros and all of them in full-page ads have told us the plan. We've covered this ad nauseum. And when I warn the president about it, the media attacks me because they know we're over the target. So here's what you need to know. Let's start at the beginning of the latest hoax. When the headline today says, German government confirms COVID-19 a hoax, it doesn't mean it's not a real virus, doesn't mean it's not a bad pneumonia, but it's the normal amount of deaths every year attributed from other things to it. And so the German interior minister's own elite panel unanimously put a report out saying the response is a hoax. The deaths are a hoax. They're putting people in the column that died of gunshot wounds, just like here, heart attack, you name it. This is meant to shut down the economy and stop political unrest, which is happening everywhere. And so the more authoritarian a country, North Korea, Spain, Germany, the more they had a lockdown. So the Swedes are going along with the socialism. They love it. No lockdown. They're like, hey, everybody's accepting the takeover here. No need for a lockdown here, baby. We're in full control. It's anybody trying to get loose of the New World Order gets the lockdown. China's lockdown's been over for months. So German official leaks report denouncing COVID-19 as a global false alarm, close quote. And it goes on in the report put out by the Interior Ministry Elite Scientific Advisory Panel, the highest panel, that the dangerousness of COVID-19 was overestimated. The people who die from coronavirus, essentially those who would statistically die this year. No more than 250,000 deaths from COVID-19 compared to 1.5 million in Germany during the influenza wave. The danger, obviously no greater than that of any other viruses. And they explain that in Germany, 1.5 million died in 2017, 2018. Same thing happened here. That was a bad year. The 93-page report titled Analysis of the Crisis Management has been drafted by a scientific panel appointed by the Interior Ministry and composed by external medical experts from German universities. The report was the initiative of the Department of the Interior Ministry called Unit KM4 and in charge of the protection of critical industries. This is also where the German official turned whistleblower, Stephen Cohen, worked and from where he linked it in the media. And it goes on with the report. But we're being told by the UN, Yahoo Finance, masks are here to stay even after COVID goes away. Now, Now, why does this tie into what's happening? They know the COVID hoaxes are falling apart. They already had their race riot stuff ready for at the end of the summer. August was when their go time was, the hottest part, all the rest of it. People have already been locked down. They're going to be pissed. They didn't want things to open up till August. Remember, that was what the Democrats said. They unleash everybody in August. You're not locked in your house anymore. And then they'd use whatever the latest police thing was to go crazy. But because the lockdown's starting to end, they went ahead and went with it now because the riots make you forget about COVID and how it was a hoax. And now the businesses are locked down, the same corporations, all the big ones, lock everything down to create that image that things are still shut down. Then Antifa goes attacks all the police departments and federal buildings, so they all get encircled, and then crime can explode, further demoralizing people so that the general public actually gets freaked out and says, yeah, Trump sucks, which is now happening because the crime rate is just off the bonkers right now. So, what's about to happen next? I'll tell you, and then our guest will be here. What's coming next after this? Attacks on infrastructure using narco-terrorist squads controlled by China and the deep state, MS-13 controlled by Pelosi.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Worldwide, and Zach Drucker, one of our great camera people over the last 5 years, and of course Sven Hernandez are here in studio to account for one of the top Twitter stories out there, that they went and they burned down a homeless camp. I thought they covered it and showed it, but you know how Jack Dorsey and Twitter operates. But let me just finish this statement on where we are and what's about to unfold here. There's a multinational combine of corporations that want to dissolve nation states, and they don't want people involve electing governments that get in the way of their larger global plans. And they're very authoritarian. That's what the New World Order is. And they want to get rid of the people being able to have any say. It's that simple. So communist China is their dream scenario. And so they were given one-sided trade deals the last 50 years. They were set up as the golden child. They were set up to have the new century, the CFR, the globalists, David Rockefeller. They all admitted that. The UN was there to serve them. This was their plan. And along comes Trump and Bolsonaro and others saying no to that. And in just a few years, it all turns around and the communist Chinese are no longer in charge of everything. And so we get Russiagate. If you're a bunch of globalists that are traitors against the country, you don't say we're traitors. You say, hey, Trump's with the Russians, which is a side group. And it's the same thing now. So they're financing the race war. They're taking events that happen and they're hyping them up. Real events, some of them not real events, and it's all on record they're doing this. So I just want to say what's coming next. And that is going to be things that are going to boggle the mind. We know this globalist combine controls major narcotics rings. Much of the Mexican mafia out of Mexico is now under the control of China because of the fentanyl and the opium being brought in. Similar to how 200 years ago, Western elites took over China. So they're doing the same thing back, even though America wasn't involved in that. And so they are planning and they are preparing to attack transformers and infrastructure and the grid. And they are planning to attack the police so that when there's not essential services, criminals feel free to rob, which then again destroys people's confidence. That's why you've got headlines all over the news saying America's done. We're in a depression. It's all over. We're showing footage here I shot yesterday of people wearing Maoist uniforms that are out to bring down America. This is truly sick. So it's such a big deal that the German Interior Ministry had a report that COVID's response is overdriven, a hype, a power grab. But again, this rioting is the cover to cover up that last hoax. And then this rioting will be the distraction for an attempt to assassinate the president, for taking down different power grids. So we're in a very, very dangerous time. And I think the Justice Department has had its own corruption, its own issues. Nothing's perfect. Needs to understand that taking the gloves off and going up against the New World Order and taking down the Chinese communist networks and going after the leftist networks and really going after the head of the snake, going after the specific mob bosses and leaders of this will cause a domino effect and collapse of confidence in the operatives beneath them. So you can all day sit there and be afraid of the mainstream media that's going to come after you when you go after mob bosses. But if you actually go after the kingpins in the New World Order, it'll all collapse like a house of cards and we can turn this around very quickly. If not, you can see in the tea leaves that the establishment is planning to go for broke. So That's what I wanted to say, and that's the next phase of this. And if they can't get the power grid off, if they can't shut down the economy further, if they can't start a war by invading Taiwan or Hong Kong, then the globalists are going to try to steal the election with mail-in ballots. We know all of that. And I know that people that are loyal to America and want freedom understand all this, but the audience needs to know it, and people on the fence of the government need to know it. And I think everybody's figured out by now that we're not making this stuff up. Okay, this is people that really spend their lives, our guests, our researchers, all of us, on what's really happening in the world. And this is a new type of warfare we're all facing. Okay, Zach Drucker and, of course, Savannah Hernandez are here. Before we go to break, just in general, Savannah and then Zach, what would you call this period of time we're in right now?
I would say that it's definitely a historic turning point for us right now. Everything that I witnessed is something that I'm witnessing for the first time in my lifetime. And again, it's a turning point because we've gotten to the point now where we've been lied to so much. And now our whole entire nation is in chaos and people are finally standing up and realizing that they need to stand up for themselves, defend themselves. And yeah, Alex, again, I haven't done as much historical background and research as you have, and I don't have that. But just what I'm seeing now is insane to me. And
no, but your view, just a snapshot as an American about this is historic.
Yes, it is.
This is a real game-changing time, right?
That's a turning point. It really is, especially after all of this COVID-19 nonsense, and everyone is waking up too and seeing that this is all a hoax. We've all been lied to. There are thousands and thousands of people in the streets in every single city. And where's the mainstream media calling them disease spreaders? Where's the mainstream media saying that they're biological terrorists? They're nowhere to be found.
Exactly. You leave your house, you're a terrorist. But, oh, they're communists. They're burning down homeless camps. They're good.
And that's okay. Exactly. It's complete mayhem, complete chaos. And I don't know where we go from here, but people are definitely waking up and starting to realize that they need to start utilizing their Second Amendment, and they need to utilize their First Amendment as well. And both of those things need to be protected. And the American people are going to start doing that themselves.
And we've got a lot of footage of that coming up as well. Zach, you have been, we've all been accused, but you particularly, did you know you burned down a homeless camp?
Apparently. Yeah, apparently all it takes is me to just look at the homeless camp in order for me to light it on fire. So
it actually just burst into flames as soon as you started recording.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
So, I mean, honestly, I think overall that something's going on. And I think the media is doing a really, 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 really giant job of going after all these events, all this stuff, and kind of pushing a giant narrative to kind of rile people up. I went down there honestly, kind of on a whim. We were all thinking about it. I ended up meeting up with Savannah.
I was telling Savannah, don't go down there.
Yeah, Savannah was.
I was actually surprised to see Zach. I turned around and he was there. I wasn't expecting you to be there at all.
Yeah, and it was one of those things where I was actually going to meet up with a couple of
coworkers. And you showed up with gasoline and burned everything down.
Yeah, so, I mean, in a nutshell, we were out. I came around. We saw a bunch of different bits of footage. I actually have a whole GoPro. I recorded the whole thing. So even though I have HD, more cinematic footage, I record everything on the
GoPro. And we've got it coming up. We're not going to tell people that you and Savannah didn't burn down the homeless camp.
Yeah, so
we're going to show people who did it.
So we ended up walking up to the homeless camp. Right, as you see here, I've got footage of the guy. This guy with the hat here. Actually, you can see it now. It's zoomed in. I slowed it down. This is my GoPro footage. You can see the hat, the guy. We have no idea who this guy is, first off.
Stay right there. We're going to come back. If we're radio listeners, we'll narrate this. But the national media claims, because we exposed Antifa burning down a homeless camp, that we did it. And that Zach did it. So we're going to play all the footage. We're all coming up. We have the exclusive George Floyd video. I mean, they officially put out the squad car and then the surveillance footage, but it shows him dropping this white bag of what looks like methamphetamine or cocaine. That's on InfoWars.com as well. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Footage that last time I checked had 14 million views on one channel, 10 million on another, 5 million on another of footage. I'm up here yesterday in the morning reviewing raw footage. I said, hey, them burning down the homeless people's stuff's pretty viral. Why don't you put that on Twitter? So they put it out and it goes viral. And a day later, it's got 20 million views or more. And so they start saying, oh, because the homeless guy runs up to Zach, everybody else runs away. He's just yelling, how dare you do this? He sees him as another protester. And the media says, that's us. But you can see in the footage the people running up with the stuff, burning it. But it turns out Savannah and the rest of the crew had shot Antifa burning more of the homeless camps. We're going to show you that exclusive footage here in a moment. But here's the raw, super viral video.
Oh,
fuck are you doing?
Yeah, those are supposed to be bleeped out, but maybe that last F-bomb got out there. But it's okay. The Democrats can cuss on all their channels. We're just not supposed to be able to cuss on ours. So Savannah, you guys are being shot with rubber bullets while this is happening. Everybody else has run away from the guy. That's why they came over to Zach.
Yes. So Drew, Greg, and I were trying to make our way over to the situation, see what was happening, and we were getting shot by rubber bullets. So we ended up having to retreat, and Zach got this footage. But I went over there directly after that, after everything kind of cleared out, and he was also screaming at my camera, too. He was screaming at all of the cameras, anyone he could, to get his message across of, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you burning down my home? And my footage, the audio was corrupted, but I did find another clip of it. But the guy, this homeless man, he was screaming in support of the APD. He was saying the police are the ones that keep us safe. You people get out of here. You're burning down my home. And I was asking a lot of people as well, are you guys from Austin? Are you from the city? And they were saying, no.
Sure, so he was yelling at us because you were the only ones that didn't run away.
Exactly. And he was the only, like, we were the only ones who would get his message across. And he knew that. And that's why he was going up to any camera he could see and saying his message.
By the way, before we go to Drew's angle of this and Greg's angle of this and the video before showing Antifa grabbing their stuff, bringing it over, let's go to Savannah 10 minutes before up on I-35, the highway shut down, and this white dude comes up nicely and says, I support Black Lives Matter, but let me please cross. He gets cold cocked, loses his glasses. You bow up and stand up to these guys. We're going to play this clip right now. Here it is. The white nerd walks up and says, I worship you because you're black. I'm sorry I'm white. Can I just please not shut the highway down? And the guys beat him up. And they keep beating him. Now he's trying to find his glasses. Well, now imagine if the national news was showing this. We have hundreds of attacks, black on white, we can show you. Women being beat up, old people. Now, Savannah sees this and stands up to him. Think about it. This is a female reporter, stands up to what, like a 6'3" thug. That looks more like 6'5", 6'7". How big was that guy?
He was tall.
He was pretty tall.
Like an NBA player. You're not short. Well, he may be an NBA player, but his punches aren't that good. But still, he's punching the guy hard as he looks like he's canned for no reason. Some little, and you interviewed the white nerd. He's like, I worship you. I'm white. I'm bad. I love you. You're my master. Oh, please. Oh, slave, die. It's like, you want to comment on this, Savannah?
I'm just so upset at the state of our world right now that we keep pulling out our phones and watching our fellow Americans get attacked. I don't give a damn about your political party. If I see someone getting punched like that, it is not in my nature, and it should be in nobody's nature to stand by and watch this happen. And it's disgusting to me that InfoWars is being blamed right now for the fact that the homeless people, their camps are getting burned down, when InfoWars was the only people who stood up for those that were getting beaten out there. Nobody else stood up, but I did, and I'm a part of InfoWars. So, there you go.
What do you want to say to the Democrats saying you burned that place down? You know we're going to sue them, right? They're laughing. I threatened to sue them. They're laughing, going, sue me, sue me. F you.
I can't wait for you to see them, Alex, because again, who's over there standing up for what's right? No one out there except for InfoWars. We were the ones out there for 12 hours trying to get these damn people's message across that it's okay. Yeah, you know what, Alex? I interviewed a black business owner and she goes, it's fine if these looters and rioters burn down my small business because I understand the cause. This is the mentality of these people and it's disgusting. And I stayed out there for 12 hours to get this footage and get these people's message across.
And we can't even play this because he's like, F you, bitch.
Exactly. And I was fully ready to get punched in the face, Alex, but he didn't punch me in the face, and I got lucky in this circumstance. But these looters and rioters are taking over our country, and everyone is just standing by while their fellow American gets attacked, and it's disgusting. This businesswoman, this female business owner, just got freaking attacked by plywood, and someone stood there and took that video. Why the hell are people not standing up for other people? What's going on?
Well, I'm glad Savannah was hard to get on air. She wanted to be a video editor a few years ago, but now
I'm glad, Alex. This is like, I'm trying so hard not to curse, but I'm so disappointed by my fellow Americans right now. And
yeah,
I'm so
disappointed
by gun
dangerous.
Owners who aren't standing up right now and going out to these cities and defending themselves.
But not only are they not standing up, they're saying you and Zach burned down a homeless camp.
Yeah.
That Twitter put that to the top. I mean, they have no shame, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, and the worst part about it is that we go out there strictly to just cover it. We just want to burn it down. We want to see what's going on. Yeah, and
that's
the problem is that it turns into this thing where my main concern about the whole thing was that the fact that it was just everybody there was doing it because it was cool. It was because it was the,
everyone
it
was
taking the popular
selfies.
Thing. It was the popular thing.
They were burning
thing.
Down the cars
yeah.
and taking selfies.
I have videos of this girl like getting selfie shots with the fire behind her back.
Yeah.
It's like madness. And so that's the thing that I wanted to see. I wanted to see how far people would go and how far when the camera is in front of them, what's going to happen. So when I show up and see the car getting smashed, the moment I pulled up, they got more hyped up about it. And that was the whole thing.
How the left celebrates violence against innocent people. And then when they get caught burning down a homeless camp, we have that footage coming up, they point at you and say you did it. They won't even take responsibility for what they're doing.
Alice, and you know what else? I was there earlier
today.
Look,
here's pallets of bricks set out.
And Antifa kept coming up to me and calling me an agitator.
All the FBI's got to do is get the surveillance footage. Who delivered that? You find out who made the order. You arrest them right there. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so, and this is what Antifa does. They kept coming up to me throughout the day. I wasn't really doing interviews because I didn't want to get attacked and mobbed. Antifa kept coming up to me all day and calling me an agitator and trying to start stuff. And I said no. And this group of people ended up mobbing me, and I talked them down, and I said, I'm here to get your story across. Please continue with your protest. But Antifa is the one that was following me around and trying to agitate these people and make them violent. This is Antifa.
Let's be clear. It's all a bunch of white methods. And nothing against white people, but it literally, Antifa's like 99% white, right?
All I saw was white people who were attacking me at these rallies and protests, except for that black guy. I mean, he didn't attack me, but obviously he attacked that. Yeah.
Well, he was the guy they manipulated into this.
It's ridiculous. We need to stand up.
And I'm not lionizing white people. I understand what we saw. I mean,
we need to stand up against
it. I mean, even the
blockade. Zach, don't worry. You're going to have the floor. Keep going here. I'm sorry.
No, it's all fine. I was just even saying we were ever at the blockade right before that kid got punched in the face, and they were trying to light couches on fire. That started with a white father and his young little kid.
Yeah.
It was like 10 years old.
What happened?
11 years old. You can see it. I have on my HD compilation B-roll. You see right around the time, right before the homeless man.
Actually, keep this clip up, guys, because it's
going
to pan to that kid.
You'll see it on there. It's crazy. It's
What happened?
See this little kid
right here?
There's
a little kid right there.
Oh, my God.
There it is. It's them. There's his dad. They started it. There's me filming it. Yeah.
This guy took his kid out there.
So they started. Yeah. They threw it out. And then.
That's child endangerment right there.
But that's the thing is, like, unfortunately, with a couple of white people trying to get the party started. And then everyone gets riled up. And then next thing you know, you've got cars on fire. You've got.
And I guarantee you that guy's an academic. I bet he's an ACC professor.
Yeah. The funniest part, like the car got smashed.
Look at this.
By a little
look at this homeless
girl.
Woman's asleep while they're burning her house.
Yep.
It's just a mess. And it's crazy. And when that guy screamed in front of my face, it shook me to the core. And I mean, at the end of the day, like, he was mad at everybody, and I was the only one who stood there and watched the whole thing. And that's why I got screamed at, and that people wanted to.
And now Twitter, Jack Dorsey says, you did it, Zach. You burned it down. Zach attacked it. He didn't, folks.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN. GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
All right, so Savannah Hernandez is here. We got Zach over here who's on fire. And what's crazy is we've got the raw footage. For radio listeners, you'll just hear the audio. For TV viewers, we always forget the TV viewer is actually a small part of who we are. That's why they thought they could take us off air, but we had hundreds of radio stations. That's the main audience. But radio listeners, we have live feeds at Infowars.com/show. We have band.video. You got to see this, because if anybody knows anything about this place, we've got the luck of the Irish and a lot more, and God's on our side. The force is with us. But when it comes to calculation and pre-planning, it's not going on around here. I mean, it's just seating your pants, getting the job done. And to see, this morning I woke up at like, you know, 3:45 in the morning. And by 6 a.m. I'm getting bzz, 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 media calling. Did you stage it? It's all it would say. Like, did you burn them? And I'm like, and all of a sudden I'm like, find out top of Twitter that you guys are burning down homeless camps. Even though you can watch the footage we put out, you see the Antifa running over with the mattresses, grabbing it. But then I learned you guys had more footage. What is it like, Zach, to be blamed with a crime of attacking homeless people by Antifa sympathizers that are bragging all over the news it's time to burn everything down?
Well, honestly, it's really been it's been surreal because it's been fast. And the first thing I had to do was realize that, I mean, the only way I'm going to ever deal with this situation is to pull and comb through the footage. So just like I found the fact that the guys that started the mattress fire are sitting there hanging out watching the fire beforehand, and there they are hanging out. And this is the type of stuff,
and by the way,
I was focused on this.
Exactly. Describe it. We're going to roll the footage that clears your name. Please continue.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, I mean, listen, I've been working here for a long time, ever since 2016. Politically, I've always stayed the same. I've been with the same girl this entire time.
I said pretty neutral.
I'm very neutral. I'm very unbiased. I try to keep journalistic integrity the best I can. You know, you get the deal with a lot of different topics and things. But
yeah, we're not a cult. You don't agree with me on a lot of stuff.
And yeah, exactly. I mean, it's about an open debate. It's about getting the actual information. That's like the whole point. And that's why we're out there. And so to see this happen and to see that it was going to get swung the other way is not something I'm not used to, you know, between friends I've lost over social media that have no idea who I am and just assume that just because I work here, that it's just an immediate nail in the coffin. People just don't understand. And so that's why I knew that I just needed to be focused on making sure that people saw what really happened. And so this footage shows, you know, this is me walking up, raw GoPro right here. You can see that this is us basically approaching the fire as it was lit.
This is in the homeless camp for radio listeners, yeah. Under I-35 at 7th Street.
Yep, right next to the police station. And you can see, well, you can't really see, it's dark back here, but in the back corner, right behind, right in front of where this guy in the gray shirt is actually the four guys that threw the mattress on top later on.
And you can see more of the homeless camp just right there.
Yep. And the gentleman, the homeless gentleman that actually is really upset about the whole thing, you'll see when this cameraman goes by.
So they're already burning part of it, and they need some more fuel, so they start grabbing
exactly.
The homeless
camp. And it's actually because he's upset. Here he is. He's upset. He's
look, super here he comes.
Upset.
He comes in.
He's mad the first time. This is the first time I capture him being really
and so
mad.
He tries to stop them burning down his stuff.
Yep. And then I have a zoomed in shot of him just
he's
freaking
pointing
out.
At all the protesters right now saying, screw you, get out of here. It's my house. Because if you want to battle the elite, you don't burn down homeless people. This exactly. Is not the castle.
Exactly. And so, I mean, that...
This is so dramatic footage.
It's crazy. And it was
so just, where do you get his mattress and burn it? Because, you know, Twitter said you did.
So, yeah. So, and this is me walking away from the whole situation and just trying to talk to...
Meanwhile, rubber bullets are being fired, right?
Yeah, well, this is prior to that. So this is just prior, about a minute or so. I walked away. You can
in
even
fact, play a little bit of audio here while he talks. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's just this is just raw audio, just the crowds yelling and screaming. And I think I was trying to meet up with Greg and Drew at this point.
Yeah, because we were all getting separated as well.
And the maniac Savannah that just took on like a 6'7" black dude.
Yeah, and we're all getting like fireworks are being thrown all night. People are starting dumpster fires near the gas station. Like it's madness out in these streets. People are posing for selfies while they're screaming profanities at the police. Like, it's just insane. And so we're getting separated throughout this whole entire thing. And that is why, too, Zach is the only person who's up there able to get this footage because me, Greg, and Drew were back behind getting sprayed by rubber bullets.
Yeah, which is actually funny. This shot right here, which I'm taking HD and I'm zooming in through it, and I just had an itch. I was like, something's going on over there that I don't really know. I can't really see it. And that's when you can see that I started realizing I think I'm going to go walk over there. And so I tried to wade my way through the crowd.
This is amazing footage, by the way, for TV viewers. And see it. Radio listeners can't.
Tightening up on basically whatever was going on, and... That is when, around this time, there's Drew, and you could see he was kind of checking it out. There really wasn't much going on, and I kind of stuck around. And then I noticed, as I was standing here, that some Antifa guys will walk into my shot in just a couple of seconds.
And this is they the point where you supposedly burn down the camp.
Yeah.
Instead, we're going to see the loving Antifa, the little angel cakes.
Yeah, because originally I was
they've
about
got all their media
away.
People out here.
There's another guy just randomly throwing some stuff on. So people were piling on eventually. And yeah, from there, you start to see that a crew of three guys on the left will come in. There they are. So they start to show up. I'm looking at the footage, and I'm just trying to film the camp here so you can see the camp is right next to this fire. So here's a couple
yeah,
of
yeah, a
tents.
Lot of these people are just like in the other footage. They're sleeping. They're going about their regular night
yeah.
While the city's burning around them.
And here's the Antifa guy. He starts to pull his buddies over.
This is some young UT assistant professor.
Yeah, who knows who these guys are? It's two very. And this guy I've recognized many times with
these
long hair.
Lovers.
Yeah, and you can't identify anyone because everyone had masks on for
COVID-19. Skinny jeans, everything else.
Yeah, these guys are in every rally and every video, so they get very recognizable after a while. And there's the guy trying to pour water bottles into the fire to try to stop it. There's more guys.
Yeah, there's the veteran.
And then soon enough, in about 3 seconds, you see the hands go up on this Antifa guy because he's all pumped about the mattress. Here it comes.
Oh, so there's Antifa HD proof throwing, and now he gets mad. And now we have Greg shooting footage from in front, and this turns into us burning it down.
Yep, and then right here at this point, he's so upset, he's out of his mind upset. I haven't been anywhere near the guy, as you can clearly see, and then I'm the only one who stands around. Except for the girl, ironically, in yellow, waiting for the moment that she could take her selfie in the background, which is so, so telling of society right there, in a nutshell. She's waiting for the moment.
Well, I don't
want to
do a virtue signal, but I want to go buy that guy a week in a hotel.
Honestly, Alex, what I was planning to do today was go find him and interview him
today. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Well, after you burned him on his thing.
That's what I plan on doing today. Because, again, let's go to the source. Who is actually there? Because the people on Twitter right now saying that InfoWars started this fire, they were not,
there. Trash.
So who is there? Let's go to the homeless man and let's go to the source and ask him who burned down his
building. But we just showed the footage.
This building.
And should we show Drew's footage of this, too? I mean, we just showed it's not you burning it down.
Yeah.
It's a skinny jeans, you know, group of gay models. Nothing against that.
Yeah, this right here, actually, this is more of it. I want to say this is Drew's footage right here. This might be his live stream, actually. And, yeah, that just shows that we were hanging out across the street, and you could see the fire being started right there. And we go, oh, man, it's time for us to skip ahead and see what's going down. Yeah, that was... So it just shows from all points and angles, and there I am even in Drew's shot. Yeah, so we were way away from
the fire. And, again, this is bigger than InfoWars. We're not just doing this to defend ourselves. This is the top story on Twitter, at least it was a few hours ago. 27 million views of our video. And the top thing is Alex Jones burns up veterans' mattress. And it's all a lie. It was dirty, filthy, disgusting, Antifa trash. And then they went after poor Zach, who's a great guy, and poor Savannah. And it's not about us being victims, but we're not going to take it lying down. But if we didn't have Bandai video, if we didn't have InfoWars.com, we didn't have these great radio and TV stations, people wouldn't know the truth. But because of this, they're going to know the truth. Now, let me tell you how we finance the armored vehicle to cover protest and the reporters and the crew and the great people. It's you buying products. Wear an InfoWars shirt loud and proud. You'll meet a lot of great people. Don't wear it in a blue area. They'll try to kill you. And we have this big flash sale, the biggest we've run since December. It's going to have to end. 60% off across the board flash sale. Super Male Vitality, amazing. 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, very powerful. 60% off. Brainforce Plus, our top seller overall. Never done, 60% off. BioTruth Selenium, amazing. From the Mustard Seed, 60% off. Chill Force, again, you want to relax at the end of the day and take care of that anxiety? It does a great job for me. Chill Force, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, close to selling out. Still, never before done. 60% off. Survival Shield X2, never done this, 60% off. Emirates Essentials, hand sanitizer with essential oil, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, never done this, 60% off. Living Defense Plus, amazing to flush out unwanted visitors, 50% off. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, never done, 60% off. But we're getting everything sold now. About to sell out of InfoWars Life, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and so much more. That's actually already sold out. InfoWars Life, Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, very close to selling out. That's how we fund our operation. Now, I know we got Cargill here. We got to get his video downloaded. And we got Owen Schwer coming in. We'll have them for three segments, 45 minutes. But I want to finish up with Savannah Hernandez and with Zach on the other side, because this is crazy. I want to move on from this now into the footage of George Floyd and the cocaine or meth bag. And what that means, that the media all had this footage, but nobody reported on it. And we're going to look at where the globalists go next with our guest. And we've got other footage we haven't played yet in hour number three.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.